Hey everyone, this is Sharita and welcome to Holistic Talk. And don't forget, you can follow us on Spotify. You can follow us on Spreaker. You can follow us on iHeartRadio. You can follow us on Amazon Music and all your podcast platforms. That's right. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. So last year, we talked about kosher food. And so tonight, I want to just talk a little bit about diet, pertaining to diet. You always want to make sure, and this goes in line with kosher food, because people that are, you know, turn to dieting, they look for healthy food to eat. Vegans, plant-based, low-carb, no, you know, different things that people look for when they're dieting. And I want to encourage you all that have made it their goal for 2022 to diet and eat healthy, such as myself. I'm trying to talk to your nutritionist, talk to your doctor, because every diet is not for everybody. Trust me, every diet plan is not for everybody. This is why it's so important that those of us that are educated on complementary alternative medicine and modalities and holistic living and different things like that, we stress the importance to talk with your doctor first, because they can give you something that we don't know, because they're educated on other matters pertaining to other things going on in your body versus we educated on a different level. So they know things that we don't know. We know things that they don't know. I'm not saying that I'm a doctor or anything. I don't prescribe. I don't treat. I don't cure. I don't diagnose or anything. I don't say I can prevent. I don't do any of that in that nature. But I always stress people that come to me and ask questions, that want to be educated, that want to try herbs, that want to try essential oils. And I tell them, talk to your doctor first and then come see me. Or I give consultations and I'll do a holistic protocol, and I'll say, you know what, we're going to go over this, that, and I want you to take this paper when you go to your next doctor's appointment and show your doctor what you've been working on, your overall health, the working on the whole man mentally and spiritually at the same time. So this is why every diet is not for everybody. You know, some people try certain diets and it may work for like for a couple of months, and then next thing you know, you all the weight come back, and then you saying, okay, I tried this diet, and then you jump from diet to diet to diet to diet, and that's not really being consistent. So you have to stick to one diet and a diet that works for you. I noticed that when I started eating beans, with pinto beans, and that's all me and my daughter was eating, you know, during the pandemic, we ate pinto beans. When I say we ate pinto beans during the pandemic, we ate pinto beans and still eating pinto beans. So we ate pinto beans, we had rice sometimes, and then sometimes it was just pinto beans, well-seasoned. And I noticed when I ate the pinto beans, because pinto beans are fiber, and they provide a source of fiber. And beans are in the meat group on the food pyramid. So I noticed I was losing weight a little bit. And I said, okay, because I noticed that I can move around more quicker, you know, had a lot of energy. But as soon as I'm in that time, I stopped eating beans and I picked up a slice of pizza or a burger or something like that, I noticed that I began to get sluggish and the weight started to come back on. So this is why you have to be mindful when dieting. You have to be mindful when you're eating. Then, especially when you're eating, cutting out, when you say, okay, I'm going to cut out eating bread, or you're going to cut out sodas, and then you may not drink sodas for like two months, and then all of a sudden you go back getting the soda, and next thing you know, you're wondering why you feel sluggish. You might cut out eating fatty foods. fried foods, and then it might be for a whole month, and you're feeling great, got lots and loads of energy, and then you go eat a piece of fried chicken and notice that you're sluggish, or you eat a burger and notice you're sluggish, because your body realigned itself. Your body noticed it. Okay, we're not getting the fried chicken. We're not getting the grease. Now it's their body is fixing itself. And I'm a firm believer. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm a firm believer that our bodies were created to heal itself. I'm a firm believer. That's just me. Hashtag IJS. I'm just saying. But I'm just saying. That's my belief. So you want to be mindful when you're dieting. You want to be mindful when you're, you know, say, okay, you're going to try vegan. You're going vegan. You just can't rush into these things. You might mindful say, okay, I want to eat kosher food. Well, because kosher food is, I would say healthy. Some people say it's not enough scientific evidence to say that it's healthy, but I say it's healthy because the way they process their food and they really inspect their food and they do not eat certain foods. So, like I said, kosher is going back to the dietary laws that were given to the children of Israel during that time when they were in the wilderness. God gave Moses, I don't know why I get Moses and Abraham mixed up. God gave Moses a list of foods that they could eat, could not eat. And I know pigs and other animals that were on there, crustaceans. If you don't know what crustacean is, that means fish that got scales on it, I think. Certain fish they could eat. Crustaceans mean crabs, lobster, shrimp. Those that crawl at the bottom of the ocean are considered crustaceans because they just eat anything, waste food that come from other fish and all that type of kind of stuff. So you want to be mindful when you say, okay, I want to do vegan. You know, this year, 2022, I'm doing vegan. You can't just jump in and say, jump up in the morning and say, well, I'm going to become a vegan. Oh, I'm going to jump up in the morning. I'm going to start off with plant-based. No, you got to learn how to take your time into getting into that stuff. You know, you just can't just go out and just take a dare and fall. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, hashtag IJS. I'm just saying. So you got to take your time when you're getting into dieting. You got to take your time when you're cutting out things in your meal because your body has to adjust. Your body has to adjust. Just as the same way as somebody going on a fast. And you know, during this time of year, everybody doing a fast. You know, all the religious people doing a fast. You just can't come off a fast. You went on a 10-day, 15-day, 30-day fast. And then all of a sudden, your girlfriend said, come on, girl, we going to McDonald's. Or come on, girl, we going to the all-you-eat restaurant. Come on, girl, I'm going to take you to here, there, there. And they got all this food, and you order a big plate of food. And you sit there, you just came off a fast that day. And you sit there, you eat that burger, you eat that fries, you eat that hamburger, you eat that steak, you eat that baked potato, you eat that mashed potatoes. And all of a sudden, you go home, you feel sick as I don't know what, and you start throwing up. And you want to know why? Because anytime that you go on a fast, you have to eat lightly, because 30 days your body has not had nothing heavy to eat. You just been on. Some people do water fast. Some people go on a fast, they just eat nothing but fruit. And so your body had readjusted from getting rid of all that toxic buildup from all that food. So now you're sick because you rushed into eating something that you ain't supposed to rush into. You're supposed to take your time and eat small portions, eat light like salads or fruit, and ease your way into eating the things that you used to eat. So that's just a little tip for those that are doing a fasting and different things. Do I know anything about water fasting? I don't know anything about water fasting. I've heard I saw videos on how people did water fast. I seen the good side, the bad side, where people messed up different things. I saw the good side where people did lost weight. I heard good side from doctors. I had heard the bad side from some doctors say they don't recommend people doing water fast because of XYZ. So that's water fast. You have to go and do your research. So this is why I always say in the beginning, this podcast for educational purposes only. It's only for educational purpose only. So you just can't take my word for it. You have to go and put the effort in to do the research yourself. Like I've done. I went to school for this stuff. So this is why I could talk with some of these things and other stuff. That's why I put a lot of references in. I put a lot of links in my description so that you can go and do the homework yourself. Do the research yourself. Educate yourself. Don't just take all the things that I've said, but also educate yourself. There's many people that written books. Get a book on healthy eating. Get a book on dieting. Talk to your doctor about dieting. Talk to your nutrition. Talk to a nurse practitioner, you know, about dieting and see what works for you. So this is Sharita and welcome. Thank you for tuning in on today. And don't forget to look at in the description for a couple of links to some kosher manufacturers on how they slaughter their meats and how their meat is processed and some other links for dieting. So when we come back next time, we're going to talk a little bit more about water fasting because a lot of people want to know what is water fasting. And I really don't know a lot of information about water fasting. So I'm going to do my research and get you some information about water fasting. We're going to get back into the herbs. We're going to get back into the in-situ oils because I got some treats for you all coming up in the next couple of weeks or so. So peace, deuces, and namaste. Love you. Peace. So, hey guys, thank you for tuning into today's podcast with me, Sharita. If you have a topic that you would like me to discuss pertaining to holistic and wellness, complementary alternative medicine, and other holistic modalities, you can email me at coachsharita@outlook.com. coachsharita@outlook.com. If you are a holistic practitioner and you would like to be a guest, email me coachsharita@outlook.com. coachsharita@outlook.com.